August 9th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, it is amazing the power of the written and spoken word. The direction of verbiage can destroy reputations, plunder political campaigns, and misinform whole sections of people around the world. Take, for example, the most recent attempts to destroy the reputation of your former President Trump, a nasty campaign to keep him from re-election. These attempts are all sins of calumny, falsehoods aimed at destruction of a person's reputation out of jealousy and fear. In this particular case, the slanderers fear the exposition of the truth. Much has been bandied about concerning the authenticity of the last presidential election. The truth will come out if Mr. Trump attempts re-election again. The truth supports the truth in thought, word, and deed. Do not be tricked by evil attempts to gain power." A note is given to read James, chapter 3, 6 through 10. "And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is an unrighteous world among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the cycle of nature, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed, and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brethren, this ought not to be so." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.